Let's go first on the News at One today to our health correspondent Fergal Bowers for the latest news on what's happening with the coronavirus, COVID-19. Fergal, bring us up to date. What are we expecting to hear as we go through the day?
Well, look, we have 34 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the Republic of Ireland currently and 16 in Northern Ireland. So the total on the island of Ireland is 50. We're going to get an update this evening here at the Department of Health on the latest number of confirmed cases and then an increase in the number of tests, both in laboratories and home testing. I was struck actually this morning by the comments by Dr. Gabriel Scally, the public health specialist, who's very, as you know, very well known to us here from the cervical check matters, and he said the overall numbers here are reasonably low, that Ireland North and South is in a good position and that there's very good cross cooperation and that there's no real evidence of community transmission at this point. But he's also warning that if you act too early on restrictions or, you know, closures, it can become a big burden on the public and hard to sustain. And then he also noted that the public health medicine system here isn't very strong in Ireland, and he as you recall, recommended it be beefed up in his Scally report in September 2018. Now, I mean, that really hasn't happened, and here we are in a public health emergency.
So when you talk about increased number of tests, we did hear from the department last night on that from Dr. Tony Houlihan. So is that increase happening this week? I felt that there was a mention that it might be increased next week, but are you saying there's going to be an uplift as of today?
Yeah, well, the testing, I think, is going to be extended to regions in about a week's time. So Cork, Galway, Limerick will start doing, the regional hospitals there will start doing testing. And the National Virus Reference Laboratory in UCD, which is the primary centre, will probably take another role to a large degree as being a confirmatory laboratory.
And home testing, Fergal, how will that work and when's that going to start?
Well, home testing has been going on for some time. I'm told the rapid response vehicles going around the country, about 20 or so of those, they're doing about between 80 and 100 tests a day. So you can see that the testing really is being ramped up. And that's why last night the figure given out was about 1,780 tests had been completed so far.
Okay, so home testing done by professionals, not self-testing.
Not self-testing, it's done by the paramedics that are travelling around in the rapid response cars.
You made reference there, Fergal, to further containment measures and Gabriel Scally's comments in relation to that. Are we expecting to hear any further containment measures being announced today?
Well, the big issue, I suppose, are schools. There is no decision on closures yet. We're not at that point, the Department of Health said last night, and also that schools shouldn't act unilaterally and should take advice from the Department of Health. But you would have seen that warning from the Minister for Health, Simon Harris, that it may come to school closures at some point. So I think we'd be looking to the Cabinet Subcommittee on COVID-19 on Friday or perhaps Monday for a possible decision to be made on that. The possibility would be then that you might see pupils not returning after St. Patrick's Day break next week, and they would be off for a period of time. No one's quite sure what Ireland is going to see in the coming weeks. We do have models, but there's no certainty. We are probably also a few weeks behind Britain and other European countries in terms of the impact.